saying hello to listeners on WSCS, WMNB, and WLSL. This is DJ Frederick, and you found the Radio Thrift Shop. Light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-track tapes, cassettes, CDs, and more. We're digging deep into musical delights from the past century of recorded sound.
Thank you.
Bruce Coburn with Lovers in a Dangerous Time, the Blue Collar Brothers remix version. Before Bruce Coburn, we heard Bubblegum Lemonade with a great song, Caroline's Radio. And we started off with a band called First Crow to the Moon from New York. We Walk in the Rain, a 45 released in 1967. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to Non-Commercial Radio, the Crate Diggin' Radio Thrift Shop, right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to start a journey down the road to listening to the complete Norman Granz Jam Sessions released in a box set on Verve Records in 2004.
Exploring Science in the Sea. For the flashlight fish, school doesn't end at night. In fact, the schooling is just getting started. The fish is one of the few known to congregate in schools at night, even when there's no moonlight. That's because the flashlight fish brings its own lights, so all the members of the group can keep an eye on each other. The flashlight fish is found at depths of up to a few hundred feet in the tropical Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian oceans. It has a patch below each eye that emits blue light. It's one of the few species of light-producing fish that doesn't live in the deep ocean. The light's produced by bacteria that live in tubes behind the eye. The fish can turn the light off and on by blinking. In 2013 and 2016, researchers studied flashlight fish in the Solomon Islands to the northeast of Australia. As the sun set on moonless nights, the fish moved from a cave to a reef system to feed. Scientists went diving with the fish and tracked them with high-tech video cameras. They then used computers to model how the fish were behaving. They found that the fish blinked a lot, providing many flashes of light. That allowed the fish to stay together in a school, a tight grouping in which the fish moved together. The school could be led by just one or two individuals. Schooling provides a lot of advantages: better access to food, protection from predators, and a wider choice of mates. Sticking together at night could be especially helpful, a big advantage for nighttime schooling. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
All right, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And this week we are starting a mini-series. We're going to be listening to the complete Norman Granz Jam Sessions that was released on Verve Records. Starting with a couple of tracks that were recorded in 1952, June 17th, 1952 to be precise, at Radio Recorders in Hollywood, California. This is called the Jam Blues.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Let us face, without panic, the reality of our times. The fact that atom bombs may someday be dropped on our cities. And let us prepare for survival.
You were just listening to a short movie segment entitled Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Edward Morrow. A gruesome fate seemed inevitable for Americans of the early 1950s. Nuclear Holocaust was not just a distant possibility, but an everyday concern. The chance of the nuclear event was discussed in such everyday magazines as Good Housekeeping with a kind of unearthly calm and reserve. After describing in excruciating details the effects of a 1 megaton bomb dropped on St. Louis, one article hinted that survival in such an event is just a matter of well-thought-out preparation, keeping the blinds of your house closed, and being smart about avoiding contaminated food or water. Chances of, quote, making a complete recovery, unquote, from exposure to atomic radiation are much the same as for everyday accidents. End quote, there is one important thing you can do to lessen your chances of injury to blast. Fall on your face, unquote. During the same period, children watched Bert the Turtle, who explained what to do in the event of an atomic war in an animated film called Duck and Cover. Children in public schools practiced duck and cover drills in their classroom. Films like Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Morrow, became common in attempting to fix the public with the civil tools necessary to survive. The film, Surviving an Atomic Attack, ends without a hint of irony or even self-awareness, declaiming, quote, if the people of Nagasaki had only known what we know about civil defense, thousands may have been saved. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're doing a mini-series featuring the Norman Granz Jazz Sessions. And this evening we are tuned into a jazz session that was recorded in June 17th, 1952. Featuring Charlie Chavers on trumpet, Benny Carter, Johnny Hodges, Charlie Parker on alto saxophone, Flip Phillips and Ben Wester on tenor saxophone, Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. We're going to hear a medley that starts off with All the Things You Are. Thank you. Medley from a jam session that was recorded on June 17th, 1952. From the beginning we heard All the Things You Are, Dearly Beloved, The Nearness of You, I'll Get By, Everything Happens to Me, The Man I Love, What's New, Someone to Watch Over Me, and Isn't It Romantic. Great lineup of musicians featuring Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Benny Carter, Johnny Hodges, and Charlie Parker on alto saxophones, Flip Phillips and Ben Webster on tenor saxophones, Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel, the great Barney Kessel, on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And in the coming weeks, we'll be continuing with the Norman Granz Jazz Sessions, released on a box set in 2004 via Verve Records, so please stay tuned for that.
We can have a tie that binds. crying, we're not afraid to die. Let the old world make believe it's blind and deaf and dumb. But nothing can change the shape of things to come. There are changes lying ahead or on every road, and there are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode.
Where else are you going to hear classic soul music, classic jazz, and indie pop in the same hour? Right here on the radio, Thrift Shop, because we have no genre, no agenda. We just love music, and we love sharing it with you. We love the medium of radio and everything about it. So thank you for tuning in. And that's a little preview of the shape of things to come. Actually, we heard Shirley Ellis with Soul Time and Vivian Reed, The Shape of Things to Come. Coming up in future weeks here on the Radio Thrift Shop, we'll be delving into the complete Norman Granz jam sessions and also the Soul 45 show. So please stay tuned for that. In the interim, wherever you are and whenever you are listening and however you're listening, whether it's on Radio for All, whether it's on WSCS, whether it's on WNMB, or WLSL, or WYDD, on your smartphone, wherever you are, please take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Thank you.